broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web. You're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Power Talk. I am Jean Adrian. I'm your host, and every week I bring you cutting-edge information from many sources to assist you as you make your choices and raise your vibration. And I'm thrilled that you've chosen to join me here on Healthy Life Radio. I commit to you that I'm going to bring you information that's going to challenge you to grow, plus I'll provide you with power tools to use as you do. I invite you to visit my website, jeanadrian.com, and while you're there, please remember to sign up for my newsletter, that you can receive the link for the online version for my InnerSpeak cards absolutely free. If you don't like my newsletter, you can opt out at any time and still keep using those cards. And also, I invite you to sign up for a free 15-minute consultation with me. You'd be amazed at how much life-changing stuff can happen in 15 minutes. And it's all yours, my gift to you. Well, let's talk about today's show. Today we're going to look at enlightenment from a fresh new perspective, one that's brought to us from the Ascended Master, Adamus Saint-Germain. My guest today is the internationally renowned channel and founder of Crimson Circle, Jeffrey Hoppe. Jeff was a successful entrepreneur and businessman for many years until he finally stepped fully into his spiritual mission back in 1999 when he founded the Crimson Circle. He brings through messages from several angelic beings, and he works together with his lovely wife, Linda, to support human enlightenment and empowerment globally. Their latest book, Act of Consciousness, consists of channeled messages from Adamus Saint-Germain, and we're going to talk about that today. If you've got questions or comments or you want to just chat with Jeff, feel free to call in. The lines are open, and the number is 800-555-5453. So, Ellen, by the way, Jeff's website is www.crimsoncircle.com. So welcome, Jeff.
Thank you, Gina. Sure appreciate it. It's great to be here with you.
Well, it's good to have you here. It's been a while since we've talked. And, you know, those of y'all who followed my show for years on the Awakening Zone, well, that was Jeff's network. And I'm so grateful to him for all the support he gave to me and all the other show hosts on that network.
We had a great time doing the network. I think we had it for about 4 years and gosh, up to about 50 hosts. And what we finally realized, it was so much work, and at a time when our own work had gotten busier and busier, we opened a broadcast studio here in Colorado, and we finally had to say, oh, we had to let Awakening Zone go. But I still miss it to this day, and I miss working directly with you. You were one of the great hosts on the Zone.
Well, thank you very much. You know, and it served a wonderful purpose, and, you know, you just are doing that same sacred service now, but, you know, at a larger level, you know, with the studio that you have there in Colorado. So, you know, kudos to y'all for that. It's great. I got a question for you, and it doesn't relate to the book. How did you come up with the name Crimson Circle?
Boy, I'm going to try to keep that one short.
Okay.
When I got into channeling, which was really by accident, I really had no spiritual background whatsoever other than kind of lukewarm Catholic upbringing. And I started talking to an entity by the name of Tobias back in 1999. And when he introduced himself, he said, I'm Tobias of the Crimson Council, an angelic order in the other realms, basically known for their work as teachers in a variety of different dimensions. And he said, once we got going with the channeling and people started to come to the monthly meetings, he said, you guys, we know you as the Crimson Circle. So the angelic realm is the Crimson Order. We're kind of the Crimson Circle. And the name stuck. Crimson, basically, according to Tobias, on the other side, the color of crimson in one's energy field denotes that they're a teacher.
Wow.
Cool.
Well, you know, it wasn't too long after that that I stumbled upon the Crimson Circle. You know, I mean, there are no accidents. Quite frankly, what happened was one of my clients asked me, had I ever been to your website? And I said, no, I never heard of it. And so I went there after my client left. And I have to tell you that that was really a pivotal moment for me because I was just starting to wake up. And at that time, on the front of your homepage, it was Signs of Awakening Chambra.
Right.
And I don't know if you remember back that far. But when I started reading those signs, I sat there and cried. That's choking me up right now because I've still got the feeling memories of that because I thought it was crazy. And
you know, it's kind of funny that was something Tobias kind of co-channeled with me early on. And I remember Linda and I were running out the door for a meeting or something, and Tobias was like, hang on a second, I want you to write something. So I sat down at the computer and literally wrote it out in about 10 minutes. It was called the 12 Signs of Awakening, and it was very, very short, but so beautiful. And to this day, Gene, it's actually the most widely distributed thing we've ever done. Because I think it's so relevant. It's things like, if you're that one of the signs, sleeplessness, changing sleep patterns, and then a brief explanation, or feeling alone when you're in the company of other people, or there's 12 different things.
Yeah, random pains around your head and shoulders.
Definitely.
You know?
And, you know, I've seen that reprinted, copied on everything from Christian websites to Native American websites and witches' websites and a variety of things. So it's really quite funny how it's gotten out there. I should tell your listeners, we actually turned that into an audio or a video product. It's on our website, crimsoncircle.com. It's free of charge. And you can also find it on YouTube. I think it's called The Signs of Awakening. And we turned it into a beautiful, I think it's about 10-minute, beautiful video. It has the text, and then the group we work with, the music group called Yoham in Israel, actually did the background music, and it's so beautiful. So if you read it, now go back and watch the video. It's really cool.
Absolutely. So who is this character, Thomas Saint Germain? How did you start communicating with him?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I worked with Tobias for 10 years, and that was a huge, huge turning point in my life because when he first came in, I really didn't have a spiritual background at all. Like I said, I was in the aviation business, of all things. A couple of my partners and myself developed basically internet for the airplane. So if you're on an airplane these days and you pull out your laptop, that was our technology that we developed. So I was really, really busy with that. We were a startup company and working really hard. And Tobias came along one day while I was on a business trip on a flight and started talking. And I actually talked to him for about a year before I ever told anyone. I mean, I didn't tell my wife Linda. I didn't tell any friends. Because it was crazy, but on the other hand, I loved it. Every day, Tobias would come in on my drive home from work and take me through lessons and basically learning how to feel and to open up. And, you know, half the time I thought I was going crazy, but then in a way I didn't care because I was learning so much and it was so awesome. My world was changing. Anyway, I channeled Tobias for 10 years. Word got out and it grew, and I eventually left the aviation business to do this full time. I'm loving every minute of it. And then at one point, Tobias said, you know, I'm leaving. And he said, I'm actually reincarnating back to Earth, even as an ascended master, just to enjoy life, not to do anything else, not to try to save the world or anything else, but to enjoy life in a way he had never enjoyed before. So at that point, Gene, I thought my channeling career had come to an end and I was okay. And, you know, didn't really bother me one way or the other. But then he said, and by the way, this entity, Saint Germain, is going to come in. And I had heard of Saint Germain, knew a little bit about him. But I didn't realize what was really coming. So when Tobias left, I had a couple of months off, and then Saint Germain came in, and he announced right away that he was to be known as Professor Adamas Saint Germain, and that it was Saint Germain that we all know of, you know, the Violet Flame, and been around for a long time. But he said he had a very, very special message for Crimson Circle, and that he wanted to take on this identity as Professor Adamas to differentiate from a lot of the other things that he was had done in the past or other people who were channeling Saint Germain. So he came in, and now we just call him Adamas. Mm-hmm. But it is Saint Germain, because every once in a while Saint Germain will come through that, and it's so different. It's when Saint Germain, the pure Saint Germain, comes through, it's warm and loving and compassionate. Adamas is that aspect of Saint Germain. Is he can be very provocative, sometimes obnoxious, very, very humorous, and very straightforward. And he said that his whole thing is to work with humans who are absolutely, without question, choosing their embodied enlightenment in this lifetime. And he really has no time or patience to work with people who are spiritual dabblers or that are into conspiracies or aliens or anything like that. He said, I'll be here with you every step of the way if you are choosing embodied enlightenment in this lifetime.
Yay!
So I've been working with him since, Tobias left in July 2009, and Adamas came in September 2009, so almost 6 years now.
That's quite a change up, because Tobias, you know, as I remember Tobias, he was quite serious.
Yes.
And Adamas is quite not.
Quite not. Well, actually, we always said that Tobias was like your grandpa, you know, really nice and gentle. You know, he was always compassionate, and when I channeled him, my eyes were closed, and I sat in a chair, and if I messed up a few words and, you know, didn't quite get it right, you know, he'd just, no problem, you know, it'll work out. But when Adamas came in, the first thing he had me do is open my eyes when I channeled, and that was a shock. And then he had me walking around the room, another shock. And he's very insistent, if I'm going to channel him, that everything from my voice to the timing and pacing of the delivery to my gestures and everything has to be just right. And, you know, it took about 5 months for me to get okay with it. At first, actually, I really, close to resenting it, I really missed Tobias and I missed that kind of warmth. And it was kind of aggravating dealing with Adamas. And on top of that, we've built a kind of a worldwide audience under Tobias, and you know, literally people from all over the world. And one of the first things Adamas did was invited people to leave. And said, you know, he said, I really just don't have the patience. I'm not going to work with you. I'm not going to, unless you're into absolutely committed to embodied enlightenment. He said, otherwise leave. And, you know, at that point, people who had been around for a long time or people we considered close friends actually did leave. And it was a little bit unnerving. But then what we found is a whole new wave of people came in, particularly young people in their early 20s and in their 30s, and they liked kind of that direct, almost irreverent style.
Yeah. So this book, Act of Consciousness, is Adamas' book, right?
Yes, it's Adamas'.
Yeah. So in this book, he talks about life being an act. How so?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the words.
Oh, I said in this book he talks about life being an act, and I thought that was really interesting. So, what does he mean by that?
Well, you know, he says everything has its core or its basis in consciousness. Without consciousness, life wouldn't exist. We wouldn't exist. And he said, you know, you can't have science without consciousness. You can't have life without consciousness. And so he said, first you need to understand it's all about consciousness, and you are a being of consciousness. You also happen to be a human being, but at the core, it's the something he repeats over and over again. He said, you know, I exist. I am that I am. And he said, just, you know, you feel that within yourself. And until you really get it, the big aha, I exist. Now I get what he means. He said, you know, you're going to be floundering, but he says, that is consciousness. It's awareness. And therefore, everything, you know, is the consciousness, and everything is simply an act of consciousness. Our human lives are really just acts. It's our, you know, it's our true self, our consciousness, just acting out and playing out. And you know, he said, you know, if, let's say you're having money problems, and you know, you're frustrated, you're tired of it, and you probably tried a lot of different things to become abundant. He said, what you have to do is just start acting abundant, and therefore you will be. The energy will respond to the act of consciousness.
I think it's interesting that now correct me if I'm wrong, but I think one of St. Germain's embodiments was as Shakespeare, right?
Well, he's asked me not to go into that, whether it's Francis Bacon or Shakespeare,
yeah,
or any,
okay,
of that. It's kind of a joke, and I don't know the punchline. He does, and he'll reveal it someday, but it is said that he was Shakespeare, yes, as well as,
yeah,
as well as
so Shakespeare. So I just think it's real interesting that, you know, that he talks about life being an act, and Shakespeare said all of life is a play, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So it kind of all ties in there together, doesn't it?
Exactly.
So, Jeff, what is enlightenment, really?
You know, that's a really good question, and I'm going to answer that by saying that Adamus has posed that question at many different workshops, and he goes into the audience and interacts, and he says, so what is enlightenment? And, you know, it's kind of interesting that people could not really answer that. And he points out that it's the thing that means the most to you. It's the thing that you're committed to in this lifetime, but yet you don't know how to describe it or what it is, which is okay, because ultimately it's a deep inner feeling of awakening and realization. The problem is we get into our minds about it. We talk about enlightenment, and generally we think in terms of you know, kind of a perfect or near perfect human being, where we've sanded off all the rough edges of our humanness, and now we're just kind of floating along. But perhaps the best definition would be we integrate everything about ourselves. You know, we have everything from past lives to wounded and hurt aspects, and aspects of ourselves that view ourselves as small or weak or whatever. We have so many different parts of ourselves that we don't even realize, and a lot of them are kind of, you know, out in no man's land or dissociated with ourselves. And true enlightenment would be the integration, which comes only with absolute acceptance of ourselves, love of self.
Mm.
So you could say that it is the integrated being on all levels who's chosen to love themselves.
Yeah, and you know, I think that when that happens, we shift into that place of heaven on earth, of living in peace and joy, don't we?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, it's time for us to take our first break. This is really flowing so beautifully. And listeners, if you joined us late, I'm speaking with Jeffrey Hoppe. He is the founder, in partnership with his wife, Linda, of Crimson Circle. The website is crimsoncircle.com. And we're speaking today about their new book, Act of Consciousness, How Your Reality is Created and How You Can Change It. Messages from an Ascended Master, Adamus St. Germain. We've got a lot more to learn about this, so stay with us, because we'll be right back.
InnerSpeak Breakthrough Coaching just might be the career move you need to make. You'll be able to help people reach their full life potential and recognize a livable income for you and your family. InnerSpeak Breakthrough Coaching gives you all the tools, education, and one-on-one private sessions that you'll need to become a certified InnerSpeak Breakthrough Coach. It even gives you business acceleration tactics to help you kickstart your business.
Start now by calling 404-934-0714. That's 404-934-0714. Visit GeneAdrian.com.
If you've ever felt stuck, fed up with the repeating behaviors that sabotage your own success in any area of your life, career, love, money, or health, let Gene Adrian show you how to find your passion again and clear the blocks that are holding you back. Learn more about Gene's breakthrough coaching at www.geneadrian.com. She's helped thousands of people get their lives back on track. It's your turn. Contact her now.
Stop the insanity. You can easily help clear the blocks that are standing in your way of a successful relationship, a great career, and even optimal health. The secret is Gene Adrian, and she can help you get amazing results with an individual InnerSpeak session via phone or Skype right from the comfort of your home. Clear old programming, erase painful childhood memories, and stand in your own power. Sometimes it takes just one InnerSpeak individual session. Call Gene Adrian now at 404-934-0714. That's 404-934-0714. Visit GeneAdrian.com.
Okay, okay, you're stressed. You need a little R&R. Wouldn't going to a spa help? There's all kinds of spas, too. Destination spas, medical spas, day spas, even dental and mobile spas. Where do you find the right spa at the right price? Oh, no, more stress? Well, not anymore. Visit SpaFinders.com. At SpaFinders.com, you'll find everything you need to know about spas from around the world. So de-stress. Click on SpaFinders.com right on our homepage. Ah, oh, I'm feeling relaxed already.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Power Talk. I'm your host, Gene Adrian, and today I'm speaking with channel Jeffrey Hoppe, who channels Adamas St. Germain, among other beautiful angelic beings, and he's the founder of Crimson Circle. His website is crimsoncircle.com. He's got a new book out that is called Acts of Consciousness, and it's actually channeled messages from the Ascended Master Adamas St. Germain. And before we went on the air, I was just dared by Jeff to ask him what Adamas thinks about oneness, because that's one of those things that I love to talk about, as you all well know. So, go for it. What does Adamas think about oneness?
Well, I'm going to first mention you're talking about the Act of Consciousness book. It is available on Amazon as a Kindle book or as a physical book. But also, we've been so fortunate it's published in, I think, 8 different languages now.
Wow.
Germany, it's the number one bestseller in their parapsychology category. So it's really, it's been doing amazing.
I bet. It's a great book.
It really is. And, it's, you know, the thing I like about it, it's very easy to read. It's simple. I think it's only 150 pages. And the comments on Amazon all revolve around how simple and profound it is.
Yeah, but it really is deep. I mean, it cuts right to the chase.
It does.
It's the information you need to know in order to be conscious today.
So now in answer to your question, on the break, we were talking about oneness. And, oh, geez, it just set up some memories and alarm bells. We were at a workshop in Solothurn, Switzerland, back in, I think it was 2008 or 9, somewhere in there. I was still channeling Tobias, but every once in a while, Adamas would come in as a guest. So if we're in Switzerland, there's about 300 people in the audience, and the host of the event came up to me that morning and said, I want you to channel Adamas this afternoon, and I want Adamas to talk about oneness. And I said, you know, how about not? How about let Adamas talk about whatever he wants or have Tobias talk about oneness? And she was very insistent and said, no, this is my conference. I want Adamas to talk about oneness. And I thought, oh, no, here we go.
That sounds like throwing gasoline on the fire just for starters.
It was, and because I knew Adamas' take on it, and he was very clear. He was very nice, but he was very clear, and he basically said that get over this concept, we are all one. He said that would be a bad joke on the part of spirit if we were. And he said, you are your own one. We all have come from source, but source is consciousness. And that source or spirit gave you absolute freedom, no strings attached, no coming back to oneness, no dependency on anything or anyone else. And he said, so get over it. You're your own one. And we were thrown out of the conference. in kind of a passive aggressive way, but basically it was really bad because after that channel, the host woman got back up on stage and kind of paced back and forth for a good 2 minutes for dramatic effect, and then announced to the audience that Adamus was just joking, and it wasn't true. Well, the audience, Linda and I were sitting in the back of the room kind of shocked because he was very serious about what he said. Whether you believe it or not, it doesn't matter, but he was very serious. And he said, the host had said, you know, he was just joking. It wasn't true. Well, the audience members, some of them ran over to the technical booth, grabbed microphones, and started arguing with her, telling her how they loved it, and she can't get up there and say it wasn't true. And it turned into almost a brawl. And so the host canceled the rest of the day and the next morning and disinvited us back up the stage.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I see what he's saying, because when I meditate and I ride that beautiful elevator of light up to my higher self and then up to the heart of source, I see my own little unique spark there.
Right.
You know, that tells me that I'm an act of source, you know, if you want to use Adamus's word, but I'm my own act.
Exactly.
Because I always go back to the same little spark every time I go there. You know, so I get that. And certainly I use my free will to do with that little spark what I may here on this earth.
Well, and it's kind of interesting. His thing right now with his teachings in Crimson Circle is basically to say you guys have all been energy holders in the past, and you've all, you know, done sacred work and everything. He said, now we move past that, and he said it's a time right now for absolute focus on self, and it doesn't mean being selfish, but it means giving yourself that time and space. Your ascension or enlightenment isn't dependent on mine, and it's not dependent on the environment, and it's not dependent on the planet or the universe. You end up becoming a very, very sovereign being. As a matter of fact, Adamus always opens his channel, I am that I am, Adamus of sovereign domain, meaning sovereignty in his own house. And, you know, he knows all the other ascended masters, and he always jokes about their ascended master club and about his buddies, but he's saying that, Gene, you know, you are your own one, and when spirit gave you that gift of existence and of freedom, it wasn't to say, by the way, I'm going to call you back home and call everybody back home. That'd be kind of a bad joke, you know, like back to the Borg. But he's saying, no, you go out and you have everything that Creator has. You have that right and capability to be a creator of heavens and earths on your own. And you are that God also. That was the gift of spirit without any limitation.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, the message that's been coming in to me really for the last 3 or 4 weeks now, Jeff, has been about not having to be so serious about that. You know, basically my guides have been telling me I've been too freaking serious for too long, and they really charged me with learning how to play and have fun while I'm doing that creating stuff.
Well, and, you know, it's an interesting thing, too. Linda and I just did a session earlier today for a group within Crimson Circle, a special program called Keyhawk, and it's very, very intense and fast-paced. But, you know, it was kind of the same message, you know, Adamus saying that, you know, it's not up to you, the human expression, to do enlightenment. It's really not. Take that burden off your back. Stop studying. Stop working so hard. you're never going to perfect that humanness. So it's not up to you. It's up to you, Gene, or any of the listeners, to allow your divine, your spirit, but not to, we don't. How could the human possibly know about enlightenment or try to achieve it? It's not our burden or responsibility. Your thing is, as an expression of the I am soul, is simply to enjoy life.
Yeah.
And to allow now to enter into that with you.
Yeah, you know, Adamus talks at length in this new book about the difference between the human and the divine. And so we've got to take another break. But when we come back from break, I would like to hear, you know, what does that mean? What that difference is. So listeners, I'm talking to Jeffrey Hoppe about the new book from Adamus called Acts of Consciousness. You can get it on Amazon. You can find it on crimsoncircle.com in many languages. And stay with us because we got a lot more to cover when we come right back.
Stop the insanity. You can easily help clear the blocks that are standing in your way of a successful relationship, a great career, and even optimal health. The secret is Jean Adrian, and she can help you get amazing results with an individual InnerSpeak session via phone or Skype right from the comfort of your home. Clear old programming, erase painful childhood memories, and stand in your own power. Sometimes it takes just one InnerSpeak individual session. Call Jean Adrian now at 404-934-0714. That's 404-934-0714. Visit jeanadrian.com.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
If you've ever felt stuck, fed up with the repeating behaviors that sabotage your own success in any area of your life, career, love, money, or health, let Jean Adrian show you how to find your passion again and clear the blocks that are holding you back. Learn more about Jean's breakthrough coaching at www.jeanadrian.com. She's helped thousands of people get their lives back on track. It's your turn. Contact her now.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Welcome back to Power Talk. I'm Jean Adrian, and I'm your host today, and I'm speaking with Jeffrey Hoppe, the founder of the Crimson Circle. We're talking about his new book, Act of Consciousness, how your reality is created and how you can change it. And I started thinking about a question before our last break, and that question, Adamus talks about at great length in this book, and it's called, What's the Difference Between the Human and the Divine? So can you speak to that a little bit, Jeff?
You bet. You know, ultimately, really no difference. It's a matter of focus, and you know, our human self, our human facet of our divine self is so focused on Earth and time and space, this dimension, and life and death. You know, particularly we get kind of overly focused on death. You know, worrying about it, and we take things serious, as we were just talking about on the break, and we think this is it. And the divine, on the other hand, is really the greater awareness or consciousness. It's not a, don't think of it in terms of a big golden angel living off someplace else, but think of it in terms of orbs, a great big orb, a great big sphere around you, a huge sphere, and your sphere of awareness as the human is just what's in front of you, but you've got this huge sphere all around you, which is the divine, and that divine literally works, operates, and is aware on multiple different layers of reality. It doesn't really know, or it's not confined to time or space. Adama says we can be having 12 different dreams all at one time while we're awake, like right now you're actually existing in other experiences, in other realms that we would call dreams, and we're existing in this moment as the master, the realized being, but yet the human, the focus, the human sphere doesn't really realize that or isn't aware of it. But he said it's all happening at the same time, and it's so the divine is really the all of the expressions and experiences of the self, whereas the human is just so focused on this dense reality.
The next meal.
yeah, the next meal, or what you're going to do tomorrow, or
right.
You know, if you have a health issue, boy, that can really put a kibosh on opening mm-hmm. up to the divine. And again, the human has tasked itself with the responsibility of trying to be, you know, perfect or you know, all knowing or all everything. It tasked itself with the job of trying to be enlightened, and it simply can't. It's not meant to. The only thing that you, me, the listeners, need to do is allow that true divine to be in our awareness.
Yeah, just to be, you know, to be that human being, I guess, you know, that we're tasked to be. So maybe then would I be correct in inferring that maybe moving towards enlightenment is really sort of more allowing that difference between the human and the divine to become more blurred?
That is the big, big, big key word. It's allowing. But yet, as simple as that is, most people on the spiritual path have a very difficult time with that because, no, I have to read the next book. I have to go to the next workshop. I have to practice the next method or sacred ceremony. And they find it very difficult to just sit back and relax. Matter of fact, they suddenly find themselves in kind of a weird void. And it's like they're uncomfortable because there's not a flurry of activities in their mind, you know, trying to become enlightened. But that's actually the perfect thing, because in that, what would appear to be kind of boredom almost, or that void, that's when you suddenly really become aware of yourself.
Yeah.
It's hard to become aware of yourself when you have all these commotions and activities, and you're like the crazy rabbit running down every hole you can, and just kind of neurotic and wild. And it's like, whoa, just stop and allow.
Yeah, exactly. Well, one of the things that I enjoyed reading was where Adamus talks about the four primary human issues.
Yes.
Can you chat about that a little bit?
Yeah, you know, basically, and it was actually Tobias that came up with it first. He said you can break everything down into four very simple categories of human challenges or issues. The first is abundance, of course. The second is relationships, which is a biggie.
Mm-hmm.
The third is health, and the fourth is kind of the catch-all category of self-worth. And really, most of our life activities revolve around the pursuit of abundance, relationships, and preservation of health. And really, we really don't spend a lot of time allowing our own self-worth, but we have so many issues. When you think about it, the number of issues that come from families and loved ones and your parents, your children, and that, they're huge. And so much of your life is occupied with that. And then chasing abundance, which I got to mention right here that we have an abundance workshop. I believe it's like 3 or 4 hour course that Adamus did last year. He he was so tired of all these abundance workshops out there. He said, I'm going to do one, and I'm going to do it for free. He said, how could you possibly do an abundance workshop and charge for it? Come on.
So yeah, really?
It's on our website somewhere, but it's Adamus's Abundance Workshop. It's brilliant, and it works, and it's free. It was quite amazing and amusing, but he has a different perspective on abundance.
So I'm going to make sure the listeners heard that. So go to CrimsonCircle.com and search for Adamus's Abundance Workshop, because it's going to teach you how to be in abundance and not have to pay for it. It's
not
great.
What a concept. What a concept. Not have to pay for it. You know, one of the other things I wanted to quickly try to get in here was, it's so important, I think, is that Adamus says that enlightenment, or he prefers to call it realization, is absolutely natural. I mean, it's a natural phenomenon. It's going to happen. It's a part of our soul evolution and expansion. And that's such a key point, because we approach it unnaturally from a human perspective,
and
trying to do things like being nicer people, or, you know, eating the right foods, and, you know, you can't eat meat because that's not enlightened. Well, you know, you give up all those things, let all that stuff go, let it all go, and all the rules you've developed for yourself or picked up on from others, and come to the point where you realize it's a natural process. It's going to happen in a way it has happened already, but just haven't realized it. And it's so beautiful when you think of it in that terms, is we're not having to chase it. It's not like a big maze or a puzzle or anything like that. When you can, our kind of like our slogan for Crimson Circle is relax into enlightenment.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's one of the things that I took away from this book, was that it's my soul's responsibility. To do this. It's not my responsibility.
Right.
My being, you know, Gene with a little J. It's,
right.
It's my soul's responsibility to do it.
And
that
really
took a lot of the pressure off.
Oh, man, it's phenomenal. It's freedom. It says, hey, Gene, now you can actually enjoy life and do what you want to do and be abundant and, you know, and not that the human self isn't going to still have its struggles, you know, but you can actually, in a weird way, enjoy having your struggles, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, you know, but therein lies that paradox. I don't know, I can't remember the first time I read this book was like 3 or 4 months ago, and then I reread it again for this interview, and, you know, I still struggle with letting go of the responsibility You know, so it is a paradox. It takes some getting used to. You have to relax into it, like you said.
It is a paradox, and I still find myself trying to work at it, and then I go to bed at night and go, oh, Jeffrey, geez, what a waste of energy. Just allow the natural divine to be here. And it said, it's just invite it into your house and stop worrying so much.
Look at how much fun you could have had with all that energy you spent focusing on trying to become enlightened. I love it. Okay, time for us to take our last break for today, listeners. So we still got a whole bunch more I want to cover about this amazing book with this amazing man that I am talking to today. So please stay with us. We will be right back.
If you've ever felt stuck, fed up with the repeating behaviors that sabotage your own success in any area of your life, career, love, money, or health, let Gene Adrian show you how to find your passion again and clear the blocks that are holding you back. Learn more about Gene's breakthrough coaching at www.geneadrian.com. She's helped thousands of people get their lives back on track. It's your turn. Contact her now.
Stop the insanity. You can easily help clear the blocks that are standing in your way of a successful relationship, a great career, and even optimal health. The secret is Gene Adrian, and she can help you get amazing results with an individual InnerSpeak session via phone or Skype right from the comfort of your home. clear old programming, erase painful childhood memories, and stand in your own power. Sometimes it takes just one InnerSpeak individual session. Call Gene Adrian now at 404-934-0714. That's 404-934-0714. Visit GeneAdrian.com.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
InnerSpeak Breakthrough Coaching just might be the career move you need to make. You'll be able to help people reach their full life potential and recognize a livable income for you and your family. InnerSpeak Breakthrough Coaching gives you all the tools, education, and one-on-one private sessions that you'll need to become a certified InnerSpeak Breakthrough Coach. It even gives you business acceleration tactics to help you kickstart your business. Start now by calling 404-934-0714. That's 404-934-0714. Visit GeneAdrian.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Welcome back to Power Talk. And I'm Gene Adrian, talking today with Jeffrey Hoppe about their new book that Jeff and Linda have brought through, Messages from an Ascended Master, Adama St. Germain. The book is called Act of Consciousness. And, you know, in the break we were chatting about Adonis's enlightenment experience, which is really kind of cool. Could you tell the story of that, please?
Yeah, he loves to tell stories, his stories. But before I do, I just want to take a moment to thank my dear, lovely wife, Linda, who we work with, I work with together, and she's got a great relationship with Adamus, and Linda always leads the breathing at our workshops, and as always, so supportive of what we do. And you have to realize
she's just a beautiful soul too.
She really is. And you know, here we were going along in life, you know, in the business world. She was doing marketing consulting. I was in the aviation business. And can you imagine one day I say, oh, by the way, Linda, I'm talking to these dead entities. And our life just changed, you know, shortly after that. And she's really rolled with the punches quite well.
Bless her heart.
Yeah.
That's what we say in the South.
Bless your heart. So the story of Adamus, yeah, he loves telling his story. And it starts with back in Atlantis, in what he calls the Temples of Tien, kind of a sacred worship place. And he says he was just a little, like, slave boy. You know, he'd go get the food and the drinks and have to clean up after and all the rest of that. And while these groups were having the sacred circles and the sacred ceremonies in these temples, and he said one day he just happened to walk in at the wrong time because you weren't supposed to go in right during the middle of a ceremony, and he said he kind of forgot and walked in, and boom, they, because of the energy in that temple at the time, it zapped him into another dimension where he was imprisoned in a crystalline prison for 100,000 years. And it's a great story. I don't know if it was really 100,000 years, but the story is kind of interesting because he says he tried every possible way to get out of that prison, you know, beating his way out and fighting his way out and everything else, 100,000 years, until he suddenly realized one day, after facing his monsters and ghosts and everything else, he suddenly realized he actually got himself in that. He wasn't a victim. And that if you get yourself into something, no matter what it is, you can also get yourself out. And he said at that absolute moment, he just took that step out and walked right out of his crystal prison. I think it's a big metaphor for thoughts and beliefs. And I don't think there was a literal crystal prison, but he was trapped in his own limitations. And you know, he battled it and fought it and blamed it on others, but when he finally said, hey, I got myself into this, all I need to do is walk out and get myself out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he said at that point that he made a commitment that he would always work with humans with their freedom. And you know, he actually at Saint Germain, that was his thing, his freedom, and he actually was helped with the founding fathers here in the U.S. and all about freedom. So he's truly been working with humans ever since to help them become free.
Which is amazing. He and one of the things that he says in the book is, "Yo soy el punto, I am the point." What does that mean?
I have to stop for a minute and think. It ties in with the I am that I am. I am the, I'm trying to think, Gene. I'm going to go back to the story for just 1 minute, if you don't mind.
Sure.
So now let's say we're out doing a workshop or something, and somebody gets up and is like, oh, how tough life is and how rough they've had it. The one thing that Adamus has with his story is nobody can top it. I mean, it's the big story, 100,000 years. So he kind of laughs and he says, you don't have it nearly as bad as I've had it. Yo soy el punto, I am the point, means that you are the I am, the point of consciousness, and in the now moment. And it's really another way of saying I am that I am. Mm. And, you know, it's being aware of that moment that you're in and just being aware that everything is right here, right now.
Yeah, you know, another thing that he talks about is about how power is an illusion.
Mm.
What do you mean by that?
Well, boy, he's gotten a lot of arguments on that one. He says power, our concept of power, whether it comes from money or, you know, notoriety or anything, is absolutely an illusion. You can't go anywhere in the universe and find, you know, power, a source of power. He said it's a commonly accepted belief system that we have. And he said when you realize that there is no power. I mean, there's energy, of course, there's fuel and things like that, but power in terms of manipulation, control, you know, power of a nation or power of a business or even of evil or dark or whatever, when you go beyond that and come into a powerless life, that you suddenly realize that there's nothing to fight anymore, and that it truly was an illusion. People create the kind of the sense of power over you, over others, and you know we've all come to think that, well, somebody's more powerful than I am. Well, stop for a moment. Well, that's just an illusion.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, there is no power. There's nothing that you're trying to fight.
Exactly. I think kind of David Hawkins sort of harnessed that in his book Power versus Force, because I think what we generally tend to think of as power is the force stuff, you know?
Right.
And whereas the true power is just in the essence, in, you know, in being who we are, in our own essence.
He defines it more as also saying that power is when you believe that you have to acquire energy. Energy is the thing that we all work with in life. But when you think you have to acquire this storehouse of energy, and he says the true master understands they live in the absolute moment. Everything comes to them in the absolute moment, unquestioned. You don't even have to worry about it. It's just there, exactly how much you need, when you need it, and you don't have to acquire energy and carry it around with you. And he said that.
Yeah, I think a beautiful metaphor for that was actually brought to us, you know, thousands of years ago in the scriptures when the Israelites were starving and wandering around in the desert and they were given manna. Who knows what manna was, but I think that it was, you know, sharing that metaphor about, you know, that what you need is provided for you, and you can't hoard it up, because they were told if you pick this stuff up and try to, it's going to become putrid, you
right,
know,
right.
And that's probably what that was all about. But, you know, we just got that high sign that we have really blown through an hour, and this has been so much fun. I've really enjoyed it. Thank you so much, Jeffrey, for taken the time out of your busy schedule to share with the listeners about the new book, Acts of Consciousness, from Jeff and Linda Hoppe, and it is messages from the Ascended Master, Adamus St. Germain. You can find out everything you need to know on their website, which is crimsoncircle.com. And join me next week when my guest is going to be author Fran Shaw, and we're going to learn about her new book, Lord Have Mercy. So it's going to be great. It's a fabulous book and fun, too. And thank you for joining us today. And until next time, remember, people who take responsibility for their lives create the reality they desire. Ciao.
If you've ever felt stuck, fed up with the repeating behaviors that sabotage your own success in any area of your life, career, love, money, or health, let Jean Adrian show you how to find your passion again and clear the blocks that are holding you back. Learn more about Jean's breakthrough coaching at www.jeanadrian.com. She's helped thousands of people get their lives back on track. It's your turn. Contact her now.
Stop the insanity. You can easily help clear the blocks that are standing in your way of a successful relationship, a great career, and even optimal health. The secret is Jean Adrian, and she can help you get amazing results with an individual Inner Speak session via phone or Skype, right from the comfort of your home. Clear old programming, erase painful childhood memories, and stand in your own power. Sometimes it takes just one Inner Speak individual session. Call Jean Adrian now at 404-934-0714. That's 404-934-0714. Visit jeanadrian.com. Inner Speak Breakthrough Coaching just might be the career move you need to make. You'll be able to help people reach their full life potential and recognize a livable income for you and your family. Inner Speak Breakthrough Coaching gives you all the tools, education, and one-on-one private sessions that you'll need to become a certified Inner Speak Breakthrough Coach. It even gives you business acceleration tactics to help you kickstart your business. Start now by calling 404-934-0714. That's 404-934-0714. Visit jeanadrian.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.